Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today. I'm your presenter, Richie Ferrol. Here are the headlines. Restaurants, bars, gyms, gaming establishments now allowed to open but must follow the guidelines in the amendments to the COVID-19 regulations SR&O 26 of 2021, effective Wednesday, September 8th, 2021. Barbados Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley made portfolio changes in her cabinet of ministers on Tuesday evening to the loss of Agriculture Minister Indar Ware and the gain of Housing Minister Peter Phillips. And U.S. President Joe Biden calls for action on climate change while in New York and New Jersey touring damages from Hurricane Ida, and also makes the case for major infrastructure investments. These are our headlines. The news brought to you compliments Wise Limited. First up in the news, Prime Minister the Honorable Roosevelt Skerrett says there are common challenges which CARICOM and African nations must work on. He says common solutions must be sought, and says the structure which has been proposed in formalizing the relationship should be worked on in a matter of urgency. The Prime Minister says Dominica stands ready to play its part in a meaningful and tangible way in advancing these efforts of greater collaborations between nations. He made the comments at the first Africa CARICOM summit on Tuesday.
And I can say to you, Excellency, that here in the Caribbean, there is great excitement and anticipation for stronger ties, stronger collaboration, and increased contact between our peoples and among our peoples. So I really want to place on record my full support for this inaugural summit, and to urge that we move with speed with putting the infrastructure in place to allow this to be an annual event, not only heads of government and heads of state, but for there to be this contact among our people, that our African brothers and sisters can visit us in the Caribbean, and of course we from the Caribbean can reciprocate.
Prime Minister the Honorable Roosevelt Skerrett. UWP Senator the Honorable Annette Sanford contends that insufficient proper planning and implementation was done to handle the COVID crisis on part of the Skerrett administration. Annette Sanford says the COVID financial aid provided to the Skerrett administration exceeds EC $100 million to provide financial relief to various individuals and sectors in Dominica, as COVID has affected all groups of people in the Dominican society.
In addition to that, we see a lot of poor planning because we had the first COVID surge and countries everywhere were expecting a second surge. Any visionary leader, they would know that we would have expected a second surge and we would have had to put things in place to get ready and be fully prepared. But we didn't see that happening. What we see happening is a lot of funds being requested, even in the amount of loans, because like the leader said in one of his presentations, we got more than $150 million only for the management of COVID-19 in Dominica. And the majority of these funds were not used. We barely used $30 million. And to this day, many people have not benefited from these funds. We did not get a first stimulus package, and today we may not get a stimulus package.
UWP Senator the Honorable Annette Sanford. Minister for National Security the Honorable Raybon Blackmore has announced that in efforts to ensure the government's effort to build a robust community policing platform, provide the police service with as much resources as possible, and increase police capacity, new recruits have been selected for training. Blackmore made this statement on September 8, 2021. 14 females and 39 males took the oath of office and are undergoing 6 months training at the police training facility. The recruits were transported to the training ground on September 6 and 7, respectively.
On Monday the 6th and Tuesday the 7th of September 2021, 53 police recruits, 14 females and 39 males, took the oath of office and will undergo a 6 months period of training. The active recruitment of new police officers that is currently ongoing is in keeping with government policy decision to increase the police establishment from 500 police officers to 600 police officers. I must add, increasing manpower is not simply about increasing numbers, nor is it about proceeding with business as usual. Therefore, this drive is cemented by the role of the police to protect and serve the citizens of Dominica and to increase capacity and skill within the police force. In order to effectively execute the mandate to protect and serve, police officers need to be more visible and vigilant in their respective communities. Over the years, your government, through the Ministry of National Security and Home Affairs, has intensified its effort to build a robust community policing platform, increase police capacity, and to provide the police service with as many resources as is possible. Therefore, there is a reasonable expectation by government that an increase in manpower will ultimately give rise to greater police presence on the streets and more efficient police response time and more visible and vigilant police presence and better and more efficient service to the public.
Minister for National Security in Dominica, the Honorable Raymond Blackmore. You're tuned in to Q95 News. At a meeting held on Tuesday, September 7th, 2021, Cabinet approved further amendments to the Environmental Health Services COVID-19 Regulations SR&O number 26 of 2021 to take effect from Wednesday, September 8, 2021, subject to adherence to strict health and safety protocols, including physical distancing, sanitizing of hands, wearing of masks, and other protocols to be published by the Chief Medical Officer. Restaurants are allowed to reopen for dining. Gyms, gaming establishments, and bars are also allowed to reopen for business. Bars, however, are to open only for purchase and pickup, and there shall be no music, congregating, or consumption of alcohol on the premises. All nightclubs will remain closed. Businesses will be subject to monitoring by the Ministry of Health, Wellness, and New Health Investment. All protocols will be circulated by the information of businesses and the public. The public is encouraged to practice all safety measures to reduce the risk of infection and to get tested and vaccinated to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Former leader of the Dominica Freedom Party and economist Kent Vital questions what he alleges as the motive of the health authorities who conduct the weekly COVID press conferences in Dominica. Vital claims he is not anti-vaccine. However, he accuses the health personnel of misleading the population.
On this COVID matter, I am not anti-vax, I am just for the truth. Somebody sent a summary of what the Ministry of Health said concerning our cases, and they were implying that the current spike is being driven by the unvaccinated. To support that, they're saying the figures are showing that 76% of the case of the symptomatic cases are from the unvaccinated, and they're saying that 24% of the symptomatic cases are from the vaccinated. And they're using that to say that because of this difference in numbers, that it is the unvaccinated that is driving this spike. Now, here's the lie behind it. You've got to go back to the figures and see our population is around 72,000, a little more. Then the number of persons who are vaccinated is about 22,000, last I checked, about 2-3 days ago or so, 22,000 with two doses. 20,559. If you work this out as a percentage of the population, this is 68%. So that means in our population, 68% unvaccinated versus 32% vaccinated. So right there, you would see a difference. So all right, from just that figure, you would expect when you people come down with cases, obviously, you will find the majority of cases from the unvaccinated.
Vital offers his help to the health authorities on the island in calculating and presenting the garnered statistics of COVID on the island, but some say it is unclear as to whether his own calculations are correct.
If you go down close and you figure the figures out, I did a calculation, and I don't know, the Ministry of Health don't know how to do the calculations of their deliberately misleading people. If they can't do it, I will gladly show them how to do calculations. But I took their figures and I kind of worked out an effectiveness of the current vaccine. When I work it out, because remember I told you the percentages of population vaccinated, unvaccinated, I came up with a 23% effectiveness of the current vaccines in Dominica. For Israel, they had about 50% of persons coming down with symptomatic cases or hospitalization, 50% of persons being vaccinated, with 80% of the population vaccinated or so, I came up with a 38% effectiveness. So what I'm saying is that the vaccine right now is only 23% effective. And we have to assume that's because of the variant, because it was confirmed that it's the Delta variant. Now, don't tell me the Ministry of Health don't understand that simple mathematics by trying to mislead people and making people believe that it is the unvaccinated driving this spike. When your own figures are showing you that your vaccines at the moment in Dominica is only 23% effective. If you don't know how to do the calculation, I will show you how to do it.
Kent Vital makes it clear, however, that overall, he believes the Ministry of Health is doing a good job in carrying out their responsibilities.
I want to tell the Ministry of Health, you're doing a good job in terms of some of the health care that you're providing, but stop misleading the people. And if you cannot calculate the figures, I will gladly help you to calculate it.
Former Dominica Freedom Party leader and economist Kent Vital. Chief Education Officer Dr. Geoffrey Blaise, speaking at this morning's Ministry of Education's simulcast program, revealed that the month of December has been devoted to training teachers and staff in effective implementations of online learning. Dr. Blaise stated that this Friday has been designated as self-care sessions with the teachers and staff.
We devoted the month of September to training, and we felt that, as PS indicated yesterday, we need to continuously upgrade the skills of our teachers in online learning and blended approach, etc., and the hybrid approach. And we are going to be having training for the entire month of September. And we have a training plan that is outlined pretty much every day in the month. There is an online training for a different group of teachers. And this fully engages our staff within the schools. But what we have sought to do as well is set Friday aside for what we call self-care for our teachers, where we are going to be looking at some of the psychosocial needs of our teachers, some of the challenges that they may face, you know, because we recognize that human resource development is critical in the delivery of education, and we have to look after our own. So that is really for the schools and for the ministry.
Dr. Blaise also spoke on the concerns of device accessibility, with students being able to access and participate in online learning, saying data reveals that a significant portion of students have access.
A significant proportion of students have either internet and device, but at least they have something at home. And when I speak of devices, we are talking about non-cell phone devices.
Okay.
Because we considered a device not necessarily a cell phone, because we know that although students use a cell phone, it's not the most appropriate device for online learning. But if we had to include the cell phone, then we'll probably get almost everybody with a device, you know, that sort of thing. So the data is encouraging in that many persons do have, but certainly we have to, you know what? The other good thing is that we have devices at the schools. So for the areas where we have students with no devices, and all our schools have internet access as well. So the gap that is there in terms of those, while we are putting measures in place to ensure that, you know, we satisfy that demand, we already have devices at our schools and internet access at our schools. So students will be able to make use of those at the school, and teachers as well. So that is the encouraging part of it. But certainly the data looks good in terms of the numbers. We continue to collect data in that regard, and when we get a full data set, you know, from the responses, we will be able to have a much better picture.
And that was Education Officer Dr. Geoffrey Blaise. Again, just for clarification, it is the month of September that the Ministry of Education has selected for their self-care training or self-care sessions for teachers and staff. Meantime, the training is not just limited to teachers and staff, but also the sanitizing team and cleaners have been undergoing training as well, ensuring protocols standards are met.
Yes, we have provided training. Last year, we did a training with all our cleaners. We're hoping that this year we can continue to do a training. We usually work with the Ministry of Health, the Environmental Health Department, to train our cleaners. We also ensure that adequate supplies are available so that persons can have materials once they request for materials, so that they can have sufficient for cleaning.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Education, Mrs. Chandler Hyacinth. This is Q95 News. Data suggests that the CBI passport sales are currently under threat, and there is an indication that the value of the product may soon be lost. This statement was made by economist, social activist, and former DFP leader Kent Vital. Vital was speaking on Q95's Talk on the Block program, where he sought to shed light on some of the not-so-spoken truths about the CBI passport business. Presently, the CBI funds appear to be the main source of economic activity for Dominica.
We already see the CBI under threat because our suspicion is money is not coming in through the banking system as it used to.
Yeah.
But secondly, we are saying we are likely to lose the CBI. And we had warned about that a long time ago. We had warned that because of the terrible management, the corrupt management of the CBI, that sooner or later the Europeans will remove our ability to sell. All they've got to do is remove the privilege that they grant us to be able to travel without the need for visas on our passport. If the Europeans remove that privilege, then our passport is worthless, because that's what makes our passport have some worth. People who buy our passports is because they don't want. Most people who buy a passport, they have no interest in Dominica in what way, in any way whatsoever. They're not interested in investing in Dominica. Dominica is not an attractive country to them. So when they invest, it's because they want the ability to travel to Europe. And that's the greatest advantage of our passport.
The privileges that comes with the passport.
So we had warned sooner or later this would be removed. Mm-hmm. And once that's removed, our passport becomes worthless to the people who buy our passports. And therefore, all of the CBI would disappear.
Economist and former DFP leader Kent Vital. Open quote, many people are still vaccine hesitant, and even more so are the parents who are now being told that vaccines are available for their children, end of quote. Speaking at yesterday's Zoom meeting, Professor Peter Figueroa, chairman of Caribbean Immunization Technical Advisory Group, CTAG, sought to address some of these concerns that parents may have and explained the effectiveness and safety of the COVID vaccines. He says these vaccines are totally safe and are extremely effective.
It is very effective and safe. So most persons will not have anything more than perhaps a mild headache, fever, tiredness, and possibly a little discomfort in the upper arm where they get the injection. And many persons will have no side effects whatsoever. They will hardly even notice that they got the vaccine. However, there are very rare adverse events. We're talking about adverse events, one out of every million doses, where we have seen with the messenger RNA vaccines that you can get a very severe allergic reaction that we call anaphylaxis, where the system can collapse. But what is good is that I'm not aware of anyone or very few people dying from this, because we always have adrenaline, antihistamine, steroids present at the point where you're being vaccinated and quick access to a medical practitioner. So in the very rare instance of a severe allergic reaction, then the person can be treated immediately. And we always observe for at least 15 minutes before the person is sent on their.
President of CTAG, Professor Peter Figueroa. In other news, there's been a change in the ministerial lineup of the Mia Mottley administration in Barbados, the Cabinet Office announced Tuesday evening. Minister in the Ministry of Agriculture and Food Security, Peter Phillips, has a new portfolio. Phillips, the Lucy MP, who served with Agriculture Minister Inda Ware, has moved to the Ministry of Housing, Lands and Maintenance, led by Dr. William Duguid. The official release offered no explanation, but said the move took effect from August 30th, 2021. When contacted by Barbados Today, Minister Phillips did not give any reason for the move, but he declared he's always ready to serve the people of Barbados. Here's the weather outlook for Dominica and the Lesser Antilles valid today. A weak high pressure system is expected to be the dominant feature across the area during the next 24 hours, resulting in periods of cloudiness with brief showers. Relatively light winds will be maintained. Light winds, available moisture, and of course daytime heating could enhance these conditions. Meanwhile, a tropical wave is expected to produce scattered showers across the southern portion of the Lesser Antilles. Moderate seas are anticipated during the next 24 hours, with swells produced by Hurricane Larry peaking to 7 feet along the north through northeastern coastline. The small craft advisory and a high surf advisory remains in effect. Small craft operators and sea bathers should exercise extreme caution. And President Joe Biden on Tuesday continued his tour of damage caused by Hurricane Ida, traveling to New York and New Jersey to see firsthand the devastation the massive storm inflicted on the Northeast. The president was reprising his role as consoler-in-chief, meeting with local leaders to get briefed on damage to the area before touring a neighborhood in Manville, New Jersey, and then heading to Queens in New York City to see the damage there and deliver remarks.
Our daughter's nursery is on the second floor.
And it's over there, another corner.
Yeah, half of her nursery, the wall is back there, and the other half of her nursery is down the street. And our plan was to go in and save her belongings, but unfortunately, probably around 2:30, 3 o'clock Thursday, the house was on fire.
Thank God you didn't come back. Yeah.
Walking these neighborhoods, meeting the families and the first responders, seeing how folks are doing after this destruction and pain and another devastating storm is an eye-opener. People are beginning to realize this is much, much bigger than anyone was willing to believe. And a whole segment of our population denying this thing called climate change.
Right.
That's the Prime Evening News. Here's a recap of our headlines. Restaurants, bars, gyms, gaming establishments now allowed to open but must follow the guidelines in the amendments to the COVID-19 regulations SR&O 26 of 2021, effective today. Barbados Prime Minister Mia Motley made portfolio changes in her cabinet of ministers on Tuesday evening to the loss of Agriculture Minister Indar Wear and the gain of Housing Minister Peter Phillips. And U.S. President Joe Biden calls for action on climate change while in New York and New Jersey touring damages from Ida, and also makes the case for major infrastructure investments. These are our headlines. The news brought to you compliments Wise Limited. I am Richie Ferrall.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, where...